Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, one of my favorite people on the planet.
One, two. Here we go. Everybody wants me to.
Life sounds like. Let's play a little mixtape, boys and girls. Everybody ready? Everybody in? Michael Fronte, by the way, is your artist of the day. Good friend of the program. And one of the sweetest people you will ever meet if you ever get the privilege.
Look how dark it's got. What is happening?
Yeah, I want to go to the pool tonight, man. What's up?
Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:30. It is only on the Missouri side of the state line right now. Cass, Clay, Ray, Lafayette, Jackson, and Johnson counties until 4:30.
The red blob is right over Shawnee. Some of this is moving south. There's a ton of swimmers out right now. Today's a swim meet day. It's coming down.
Have you ever noticed the cadence in the way that you talk?
No.
It's a swim meet day. Do you know what that sounds like?
What?
Like this El Centro thing.
You have a
cadence in your tone.
There's a swim meet today.
There's a swim meet today.
You have lost your mind.
You're making her sound Hispanic.
Yeah,
and I'm not picking up on
I'm
that.
I'm not picking up on it either.
I could sort of see what you're saying, but yeah,
there
it's a little too far-fetched.
Swim meet today. There's my best Alonzo Washington
Golly.
Impression. He is so funny when he calls in and does that.
Why does he not like me?
He loves you. I think he's coming around.
I don't think he's coming around because I've asked him to go to lunch with me 1,000 times and he says over his dead body or when hell freezes over.
That's usually a good sign they don't like you.
But you said there's a swim meet today and it sounds just
swim
like...
Swim meet today,
this
El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what? You have a bizarre cadence in the way that you speak.
Okay.
Anyway, who cares?
It's all good.
All right, let's play some mixtape. Everybody in? I am the only one who can't win, but I do get to play because I think it's fun. You just won $60 million in the lottery. What song plays as you go to pick up your check? Here's mine.
That's respectable.
Okay.
I don't need nothing but a good time.
Not anymore. You don't have enough money to pay the rent.
Now I'd like to. Can't make ends meet. Okay. Mr. Starrett, you just won a $60 million lottery. You're in the car. You're going to pick up your check. What song you got playing? I want to be rich.
Oh, that's a good one.
Charles and Eddie, is it?
Calloway.
I've heard that song in ages.
All right. Dana Wright, you just won the lottery. What song plays?
All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
All right.
My woman done left.
All right.
It is pouring down rain.
Focus.
Mr. Katz, fire when ready. All right. Take the money and run. I like that. Dana, your song was my favorite, but too predictable. Starrett, I like where you're going. Ketz wins round one.
Thank you, Steve Miller Band. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're holed up on a deserted island. One hip-hop song to listen to for the rest of your life. Keep it clean. What song is it? I went deep in the vault.
I went deeper. I guarantee it.
Okay, let's find out. Not taking top 10 pop hit. Fix the music and make sense. This rhymes fit. I guess it's the fact that you can't be autistic.
Intricate raps becoming so simplistic. I got a strong mind. It doesn't. Can you enlighten us?
It's third base. Pop goes the weasel.
Yeah. So some stay
illiterate and feed. Turn it up. This is a great song. 1991. Hello. Pop, pop goes the weasel.
I like that sledgehammer sample. Because the weasel
goes pop. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a sledgehammer in there.
That's nice.
Yeah, I've never heard that song in my entire life.
I know the song. I just didn't know it by title.
Told you I went deep in the vault.
Interesting.
Stare it.
I didn't go as old, but I went deep. Get up till we fed up. That's hard. Smooth sailing. Smooth sailing by Roscoe.
Ooh, I like it. I got the lady saying. That's like baby making music right there. Roscoe, I can't say that I've ever heard of it. Ooh, wait, hang on. All right, I like that. I like. Whoa!
Whoa!
Damn bomb just go off.
Wow! Thank you, Generac Generator.
That would be lightning.
That would be thunder.
Well,
lightning
that caused that.
And the thunder. Boom, boom, boom.
Dana Wright, your song, please. Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, she did not.
I had a feeling she was going to go with this.
Uh-oh.
I'm an
ain't deserted
and Run DMC's on it.
When I wake up, people take up mostly all of my time.
I'm not singing funky women because I just got a rhyme.
I'm not bragging, people nagging because they think I'm a star.
Always tearing what I'm wearing, I think they're taking too far.
Daryl follows Daryl every gig we play.
D the Dister and dismissed her, now she's jocking Jay.
I ain't lying, people crying because I'm on TV. They even bother my poor father because he's down with me.
Dana went obvious again, but that's a good one. I like the Roscoe. I really like the DMC. This one's tight already. Mr. Ketz.
Well, you can tell everybody.
Oh, man, you guys brought it.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man. Yes, I am. I'm the man.
I believe every lie
Aloe
that
Black.
I ever told.
I know.
I believe every heart that I ever stole.
All right. Well, it ain't that hard when you Damn it.
That was a great category.
Damn it, that was a good round. Everything in my head tells me Dana, but I'm going Starrett.
Yes.
I'm going Starrett, but man, and I loved your pick too, brother. All of you.
I liked your pick.
I was really impressed with your round there. All right, here we go. Whew. Song that makes you think about your mom. Okay, here's mine real quick.
Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning. Till mama couldn't hold me anymore.
Now, I didn't spend 21 years in prison.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
That's a solid pick. That
solid
is a
pick.
Solid pick.
That is solid.
Will Starrett, the song that makes you think about your mom.
Mama, Mama.
Sounds like a little Boys to Men right there.
You're correct.
Ooh, you knew I love you, Mama.
That's good stuff.
Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. About to make me cry. Oof. Listen.
Very good, very good.
I don't care who ends up winning today. All three of you have impressed me immensely. Very proud of your picks today.
Thank you.
Not one pick I didn't like. Dana Wright, song that makes you think about your mom. You want to explain it?
It is and was her favorite song my father used to sing to her. And so she used to sing it all over the house.
Oh, here we go.
Mom, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in.
I adore that record.
It's a great song. One of the best written songs of all time.
I'd agree.
Ketz, Fire When Ready.
So this song is one of the two that my mother once played at her funeral.
Okay.
Carry on my way, son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Damn it. You guys brought your A game today, all three of you. But I'm sick of the three-way tie. I'm going to have to declare a winner today, and it goes to Jason Ketz.
Oh!
Yep.
I'd like to thank the band Kansas and the band Steve Miller Band.
Starrett,
couldn't have done it without
what
you.
A great song on that Boys to Men.
Thank you.
Almost made me cry. Really good pick.
Thank you.
I like the humor in Ketz, and I love the sentimentality in yours.
Well, it was nice to be invited to the party.
It was super solid.
It's good.
Can't be a champion all the time, Dana.
Okay. Do we get any parting gifts?
You
like
get nothing. You get absolutely nothing.
Lee press on nails or whatever.
You get nothing and like it.
Will Starrett, Jason Ketz, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBC.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
All right, obviously, you don't have to be paying much attention to realize we got severe weather moving through. Will Starrett from the newsroom with an update.
Severe thunderstorm warning till 4:30 continues for portions of Cass, Lafayette, Jackson, and northwestern Johnson counties. That's Johnson County, Missouri. And then a new one has been issued until 5 o'clock. This one a little further south. Cass, Henry, Bates, and Johnson counties in Missouri.
Okay.
That until 5 o'clock today.
We'll get to the news here in just a minute. Front page story in the Wall Street Journal, of all papers, on the U.S. women's soccer team yesterday. And no spoiler alert anymore. They won over Thailand 13-0. I don't know if you saw Good Morning America today. The women's team is being criticized.
Yeah, for being too great, for scoring too many.
Running up the score.
Running up the score and over-celebrating every goal. Now,
you
Robin.
You would never hear anyone say that about any man on any field ever, including bowling.
And Robin Roberts said on Good Morning America today, what if this was the men's team? Would there be that criticism?
We wouldn't be talking about it.
This seems to happen every college football season at the beginning of the season where you have the cupcake opponents for the big schools.
When Nebraska takes on Northwest Montana.
And runs up 77 points, and it's 77-0 or 77-3.
The schools exchange mega bucks for those games.
You don't think Thailand got money for being in the World Cup?
For those games.
And we still talk about it, though. The question is, did they unleash too much of a beatdown? We do still have that conversation when it's college football.
Well, and I remember during the game yesterday, I told you guys as a coach, as someone who does coach and has been in games where we're playing a lesser opponent, I tell the girls to stop at 10.
Yeah, and
now they put one more on us, we can go to 11.
Sure. Keep a 10-goal gap there, so to speak.
Hey, someone just wrote in on the text line, when the other team stops trying to score, we'll stop trying to
score. Well, and you know, it reminds me of the time I was, years and years ago, I was coaching Sarah's team, and we got smoked 10 to nothing. And I've told you this story before. We get back in, she was very young at the time, and I loved her answer. Sarah gets in the back seat because she was too young to sit in the front, if that tells you anything about her age. And she's bawling her eyes out. And I look in the rearview mirror and I said, Sarah, what's wrong? Dad, we got killed out there. And I said, yes, we did, sweet. And I was the coach, man. It was my fault, too. And I said, yes, sweetheart, we got killed out there today. She goes, they crushed us 10 to nothing. And I said, yep, they sure did. And then I looked back in the rearview mirror and I said, what are you going to do about it? And she looked at me and she goes, I'm going to practice harder.
Aww. Eye of the tiger.
Eye of the tiger, kid. Eye of the tiger. Listen, man, don't get mad that they dropped 13 on you. Maybe you need to practice a little harder. Don't suck so much.
To be fair as well, they were only up 4-0 at halftime. I feel like they probably let off
the gas. So do you stop trying at halftime just in case you score more? Give me a break.
I do feel like those last couple goals were easily avoided.
Well, keep in mind the U.S. dropped 4 in the last 10 minutes.
Right.
All right, story here from Fox 4. A man killed in a plane crash earlier this week in Bates County, Missouri, has now been identified. The FAA said the Cessna C-425 aircraft, piloted by 80-year-old John McConnell of Vero Beach, Florida, and from Kansas City, crashed into a grain silo a mile northeast of Butler Memorial Airport. Let me reread that sentence. The FAA said the Cessna aircraft, piloted by 80-year-old John McConnell of Vero Beach, Florida, and Kansas City, crashed into a grain silo about a mile northeast of Butler Memorial Airport. The Missouri State Highway Patrol telling Fox 4, McConnell was the only occupant on board the plane, and he was killed in the crash.
Scott.
Dana.
Scott.
Dana.
Go ahead, say it.
He's too old to fly a plane!
Oh, when I saw that headline, he's 80. Now, you might be saying to yourself, I'm 80, mom and dad are 80, they drive a car, everything's
the new
fine.
60.
80's the new 60. I am not comfortable with the notion of an 80-year-old flying an airplane above my head somewhere. The FAA has rules for commercial pilots for this, and they are strict. In fact, the forced retirement age for pilots used to be, are you ready for this? 60. They bumped it up in 2009 to 65. You cannot fly a commercial plane in the United States one day past your 65th birthday. Why is that? And we know there's a pilot shortage. We've all read about that in the news. There's a pilot shortage. They are forced to retire at 65. That's because somewhere, someone decided for the safety of the passengers on board and the people on the ground underneath the planes up in the sky, let's not be flirting with 70, 75, and certainly not 80. And God bless that man and his family.
Amen to that.
80 is too old to be flying a plane.
Or are you trying to say it's too old to fly a plane alone?
I think it's too old to fly a plane, period.
What if you had somebody else who was in the cockpit who was younger and equally qualified?
Who knew how to take over if this poor man had a heart attack or, you know, we don't know what happened. And I know anyone can have a heart attack at any time. I know that. Yeah, you can be a 45-year-old pilot and have a heart attack, but the rate of problems and health issues that pop up at age 80 and over are much higher than the average 45-year-old healthy male.
John in Overland, John in Overland Park. Hello, John.
Yeah, I knew John, and I think it's unfair of you guys to be critical. John was a very healthy man. He was an extremely, extremely good pilot, an extremely long history of flying. It was in the military, and very good health, flew a lot, flew between Kansas City, Florida, Santa Fe, New Mexico, all the time, and was, like I said, in extremely good health. So he was not an irresponsible pilot. He was a good pilot, and I think it's just sad that you guys are picking on the fact that he was older than you think he should be flying.
But John, let me ask you this. Why does the FAA cap it at 65? Even Chesley Sullenberger would not be legally allowed to fly today. He's 68, and I would love to have him fly my plane. I think he's probably the best pilot there is in all of America. He would not be allowed to fly today.
The FAA makes decisions like that all the time. They make decisions about all sorts of factors that are taken into consideration. The difference between John McConnell and a commercial airline pilot is John is not flying 265 passengers on his plane. He's flying himself and sometimes members of his family. So very well respected in the Kansas City community. It's a great loss to the city.
Well, let me just jump in here for a second, John. A, I'm sorry for your loss because obviously this man was a friend of yours, and so for that, I am sorry. But I think, with all due respect, you may be taking this a little too personally. We're not talking about necessarily John McConnell. We're using that story of John McConnell as a springboard to a larger conversation about how old is too old to fly. And we would do this if John McConnell, your friend, and again, I'm sorry for your loss, had been involved in a car accident where he said he thought he was hitting the brake when he hit the accelerator. And this is not whether or not John McConnell should be flying. This is whether or not people over a certain age should be flying an aircraft.
Then maybe you should keep John McConnell's name out of it.
Well, again, I'm using that story as the springboard.
You know, it's like you say, all I can tell you is that he was an experienced pilot, flew a lot, and ran a major company in this city, and you could have a heart attack on the way home tonight, Scott. So should we talk about somebody who was probably not in as good as health as John? Should you be driving?
We pointed out that a perfectly healthy 45-year-old pilot could have this issue, but we talk about these stories frequently with the elderly when it comes to driving, and the thought that
age is a number.
No, it's not.
I would tell you that. It is, Scott. Your liver's probably 90 years old.
Well, I enjoy the digs, John. Actually, if you were funnier, I would enjoy these digs that you're trying to get on me a little bit better. But you're not funny.
I'm not even trying to get a dig at you. I'm just trying to say age is not always a number. There are a lot of people out there who are older than you, Scott, that are in better health than you.
That's fine, John. Listen, you obviously have a beef with me, and that's okay.
No, I don't have a beef with you. No, but everybody who's against you or has said something that's not in your to your agreement, Scott, does not have a beef.
And
you.
Wait, let's just stop here because we're not getting anywhere. I will say this. It is a fair question.
Let her finish, John. Show some respect.
John, it is a fair question to ask when a plane goes down and there's an 80-year-old pilot at the controls. It is a fair question to ask about age. We've done the same with 14-year-old pilots. We do the same every single time an elderly driver plows through a restaurant over pedal misapplication, and statistics show those incidents are higher with drivers over the age of 75 or 80. It's a fair question.
I'm not going to disagree with you, Dana. It's a fair question, but I would just suggest that without knowing any of the details, without knowing anything else, I think it's very premature because you don't know what the cause of the accident was. John being 80 years old, as Scott wants to believe it is, or whether he had two engines go out. I don't know. And I just think that it's unfair for you to bring up a name. If you want to talk about people being too old or whatever, you could say, hey, there was a recent case of a gentleman who was 80 years old who was involved in an airplane crash. Was he too old to drive? You don't have to run his name through the whole deal.
John, I'm sorry for your loss. Have a good night. I am sorry for your loss. I'm not sorry for bringing up this topic,
I think, Scott,
it's worth a conversation.
I think for people who have not been in or around the news business, you're not going to find a newspaper or a television station that did not report this story with the age and the name of the victim. It is part of what happened. I don't know if the NTSB is looking into this. I'm sure in several months we will have a cause of some sort or some suggestion of cause. But this
is not unusual. It could have been engine failure. We have no idea. We do know he was planning to land at New Century Airport for whatever reason, and we don't know why. He ended up going to Butler Memorial Airport. And we don't know why that is either. Kelly brings up a good point. We last brought up elderly people, and I think you can call somebody who's 80 elderly, even though I know we're kind of redefining what old age is.
Sure we are.
Now that Americans are living longer, thank God. But when Prince Philip was in a car accident,
just plowed right into a woman,
and he's in his early 90s, I believe, we brought up his age. And whether or not someone that old, and that is old, should be driving a car. Now, John, with all due respect, and you do have a beef with me, and that's fine. I don't care. All I'm asking is if you're going to make a dig on me, at least be funny about it. That wasn't even funny. All I'm saying is 80 seems a little old to me to be flying a plane. That's all.
I was looking for this number. It's around 20% of accidents when they confuse the gas or the brake when we're talking about driving. About 20%, it's drivers 76 and older. The other percentage is people 20 years and younger, and I wouldn't want a 17-year-old flying my plane either, Scott.
Somebody says, just mention that the crash happened until the facts are in. That's what we did. But part of the facts of the story, with all due respect, is, and I've said that a lot today for some reason, is that the pilot happened to be 80 years old. That's a fact of the story. Okay? 576-7798. Telephone number here is 576-7798.
You know what I didn't know? An individual must be 16 years old to solo an aircraft. I want to be clear. I don't like that either.
It's too young.
I fear the 16-year-old driver. I think 16 is too young, and I think 80 is too old. And I don't want people thinking that somehow makes me a horrible person. I just feel like if you were getting on a plane, and I understand this is a private plane versus a commercial plane.
It's a small aircraft.
If you were getting on any plane and flying to Florida or wherever and you knew your pilot was 16, I think most people would be uncomfortable. If you were getting on a commercial airplane and your pilot was 80, I think most people would be uncomfortable.
All right. Somebody writes in, you're being harsh today, a little harsh today. Would you have been so hard if it was your mother, father, or aunt, or uncle, or another loved one like a grandparent? First of all, I don't know that we're being harsh. And if we're coming across that way, then I certainly apologize for that. What I'm trying to do and what we're trying to do is open up a simple conversation about age. And is there a time where we have to say, all right, you're probably a little too old to be behind the controls of an aircraft? If your answer is no, then it's no. And that's fine. And we can have that discussion on the air. Somebody writes in, is Harrison Ford too old to fly? I'm starting to think maybe he is. Ford is in his 70s.
He has had.
And he's had two mishaps with his plane.
And we talked about that at the time, too. Let me quote here from Captain Chris Mano, who is a commercial airline pilot. He says, I do feel like a mandatory retirement age is a good idea because motor skills and overall physical vitality diminish with age. Presently in the U.S., the mandatory retirement age is 65. Due to the predicted pilot shortage, there is talk of raising that to 67, although I have yet to hear anything official on that. I'm totally fine with that. I think 67 is fine.
Here's what I would ask you, and I understand that this man, may God rest his soul, was piloting a plane by himself, and that's fine. And yes, I understand my argument here is about to become apples and oranges. I fully recognize that and admit it in advance. But would you feel comfortable if you were at KCI and you're getting on a plane and the stewardesses are there and, hi, welcome aboard, good to have you, and the pilot is standing there by the door and he is clearly 80 or older? And I think your answer, if you look deep inside yourself for the truth, I think the answer is, damn, our pilot's old today. I'm not so sure I need to be on this flight.
But on a commercial flight, there are two. And I do understand the difference between a private plane and commercial airline rules.
Justin in Lee's Summit. Hello, Justin.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to, you know, tell you my 3-hour story and tell, you know, have you tell me you need to flip a switch or something.
Well, we don't have 3 hours. We have about 3 minutes, but go ahead, Justin.
No, go for it. My father was a pilot for many years. In fact, he sold airplanes. And, I mean, we haven't flown a plane in several years now. Had a few hours on the charts myself. And, I mean, I've been flying planes since I was 3 years old, believe it or not. And I mean that seriously, behind the controls, steering the aircraft since I was 3 years old. And I picked up a lot of information. Did you know that you have to pass physical examinations every 2 years just for your private pilot license?
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, if you can pass the physical, you're good to fly. The FAA makes all these regulations to make flying safer, but it's already one of the most safest things you can do. There are less than 700, and these statistics are out there. They might be a fair bit old, but there are less than 700 aircraft deaths a year. Back in the 70s, we had years that aircraft deaths were less than bike-related incidents.
You don't think, going back to your original story, though, Justin, you don't think being 3 years old and being able to, as you attested, being able to steer a plane, you don't think that was horribly irresponsible?
Not at all.
Would you let your three-year-old child sit on your lap and steer your car?
No, but I think an aircraft is significantly safer than a car.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Justin. We're up against the break. I'm sorry, we got severe weather out there. I just looked this up. He is right. The FAA places no upper age limit on private pilots, but beginning at age 40, you have to pass medical exams every 2 years instead of every 5. But there is no mandatory retirement age, and I'm pulling this from another story where an 80-year-old crashed and died in another part of the country.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.